Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders, talking today about Little Britain. This is part two. In part one, we finished up with the Geordie accent, "Wae man" and "Bonnie lass." Now we're going to go over to Liverpool, which is the Scouse accent. Liverpool is a famous port city, so for hundreds of years, it has seen many people living there, so the accent is very unique, as it's a blend of working-class Irish accent, a Northern European being Scandinavian accent, and the Midlands British accent. The Scouse accent is fairly tricky, as it's quite fast, but the main barrier is the slang of Liverpool. For example, here's some slang to make an easy sentence. Me bird is my girlfriend, and scran is food. So if you were to say, I'm taking me bird out later for some scran, I'm going to bring my girlfriend out for dinner. And said in a Scouse accent, it would sound like this. I'm taking me bird out later for some scran. So it's quite fast, they don't pronounce all the words, and emphasize the end word. So, another big difference between Geordie and Scouse is that with the Scouse accent, you'd speak at the front of the mouth, whereas with the Geordie accent, it's at the back of the mouth. Another definitive feature of the Scouse accent is the change in the TH sound, the TH sound, from a TH to a D. So, for example, though would become do, and they becomes day. So if you wanted to say they do though don't they though, in Scouse it would become they do do don't they do. Again, they do do don't they do. It's quite musical. Two words that are extremely common, something and nothing, are very different in the Scouse accent. Something becomes sutton, and nothing becomes nothing. Try that. Sutton and nothing. You don't get something for nothing would become, you don't get sutton for nothing. I tell you, the Scouse accent, it can be tricky, but it's got some cool slang. Join me next time for part three, where we're going to challenge ourselves against the Cockney accent. Ta-ra!